Nice selection, Gary. I told him this morning it's going to be an interesting program because you usually have a genre or a theme during prep of your music, but it was all over the board today.
Everything just fell into place. Let's put it that way.
We're in studio with the Dirt Whisperer, Mr. Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions, and something new today. You've always been able to call the show, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. The auto attendant is gone, so it'll just ring straight into the studio now. You can text questions to 411-923. You can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you needed to send a picture or a short video to help describe your project or the issue you're working on. But now, Bob, we've got YouTube comments.
Cool.
We had a video produced demonstrating this repair. We published it last this week. It went out in our blog. It was in our newsletter that went out Thursday. And looking at the comment that came in so far, a gentleman wants to know, how much does a repair like this cost?
It's not super expensive. It's not like putting in piles. It's about $95 a foot. Typically, your average project might be somewhere between $1,000 and $4,000, typically.
And this is a lineal foot.
Per lineal foot, correct.
So you can use that as an average, but it may take on site because access to the stem wall, the excavation, the extent of the damage, you know, those will all factor
right in.
But you can use $95 per lineal foot as a starting base, and then to get a more accurate number, you would have to get an on-site inspection.
Correct. And we'll come out and do a free inspection. So
if you go to the homepage of Rosie on the House, you'll see that video link there, and you can watch it and see exactly what this repair looks like. You're all going to recognize immediately that damaged stem wall because we've all seen them. But seeing this repair will then help you understand what the exact process is, that visual aid.
Correct.
I like to try and paint a picture for homeowners. Your home rests on an anchor in the ground. And in Arizona, on the desert floor, we want the bottom of that anchor to be deeper than 18 inches, about 24 inches. They say that's to get below the frost line, which on the desert floor, it never goes more than an inch and a half. So I'm not sure why we go 24 inches, but we do, industry standard. And it's a wide footing. So it's going to take all the vertical weight of your home, and it's going to spread it out over an area. Then we're going to come off of that spread footing with a narrow vertical concrete wall. That's the stem wall. Very important part of your home structure and skeletal system. But there are other parts as well. Once we get to the top of stem,
right.
I can't tell you how many times in a remodeling project, we get the stucco torn off, we get the shear panels torn off, and the galvanized vertical strapping, we were talking rust earlier, the
right.
galvanized strapping
right.
is all but gone.
I've seen very few of those last much more than a couple of years. Yeah, it's galvanized, but you have to remember that galvanization is just more noble. It's gonna galvanize. It's gonna deteriorate faster than the steel. Once it's gone, then it's up to the steel, and it's a very thin strap, maybe a 1/16 of an
yeah.
inch thick, and it doesn't stand a chance. It's gone.
And the role of that strap is to take that spread footing 24 inches down in the ground that is connected by steel rebar to the stem wall, that then we take this steel strap and go from the stem wall up, primarily corner post, to anchor the outside corner of your framed house all the way down to your spread footing.
Right.
It's a continuous shear load.
Right. It's designed to guard against uplift. You have a big wind, it catches up underneath your eaves. You have a microburst or something like that. It's designed to help keep the house held down in those. It's actually called a hurricane strap.
And now this process of the composite reinforcing in the stem wall, you've incorporated this process to,
yes,
to inch up the wall and include these hold downs?
Yeah, replacing these straps has been very problematic in the past. You got to rip off the stucco.
You do, yeah.
Then you got to chip down the concrete and put a whole new strap in, patch the concrete, try to retexture the stucco to match, then repaint the stucco to match, which is impossible over time. You'll always see the patch. Just nobody was ever happy with it. And so I developed this a way to get around all of that by screwing a long 8-inch screw down below where we're doing all the work in the concrete up through the base plate into the stud. It has to go into the stud because if it doesn't, in a big wind, the stud will just pull right off the base plate. And then that 8-inch bolt has a flexible nylon loop that hangs down into the concrete,
okay,
and the composite rebar fits right through that loop. So now the composite rebar is kind of cool, actually has two purposes. It not only replaces the rebar that was there before, but now it's part of the hold down system. So it works really cool. It's a great invention, and it's probably one of the coolest innovations in this field in a long time.
Now, homeowners, if you walk around the outside of your home and you're looking at this area of exposed stem wall, you could see what looks like, you know, from 5-6 feet above the ground, looks like vertical cracking. I would ask you to go over there and just flick it with your finger. And if it flies off and it's a mud tube, that's actually termites.
Right.
That's a different situation. But if you've actually got concrete cracking, either horizontally or vertically, and you may not see it, it may be below grade.
Right.
How do you even know you have a problem at that point?
Well, a lot of times you'll see a little crack, you know, maybe 3 or 4 feet long, and then you're thinking, just a little crack. Well,
okay,
go and look at either end of it, because it probably dips below the dirt and keeps going, and that's when you know you got a problem.
So you've developed the Never Rust stem wall repair system.
Correct.
And that's one of the services you offer. A big part of your job is really soil analysis statewide.
Right.
What are the common failures? You surprised me 15 years ago when you said, Rosie, everybody thinks it's settling and foundation failure. It's heaving.
Right.
Is the great majority of Arizona's problem. Explain that.
So when you have clays, clay is a very, very tiny particle. You have to look, you only see a clay particle with an electron scanning microscope. So tiny, and it has a tiny negative charge, and water has a positive charge. So when they come in close contact to each other, the clay grabs the water and holds onto it in between its particles and expands like a sponge when it gets wet. And it just gets bigger and bigger, and it doesn't take much, maybe 1 or 2%. Both clay particles look dry to the eye, but one has 2% more, and it's expanding. And if you have a house on top of it, you're going to heave upwards and crack drywall and crack trusses and have all kinds of problems.
And to the untrained eye, it looks like the other side of the house is settling,
right,
but it's actually this side of the house lifting.
Yeah, so people say to us all the time, I know it's settling because, look, it's low on the edge of the wall. And I'm like, yeah, it might be low there, but it might be low just because the middle's high. And they're like, what? You know, I don't get it.
Y'all come out and y'all create a topographic map.
Correct.
Of the house.
Right.
Explain that process.
So you take a what we call a manometer, which is basically a water level, and you measure the level, you draw a floor plan of the house, and you measure the level in many places. And then we have a topographic mapping software that allows us to understand, okay, we draws topo lines, puts it in color so you can see what's high and what's low. And then that's an integral part, not the only part, an integral part of analyzing and understanding, okay, what do we think's going on here? How do we not misinterpret it, which commonly happens?
And that map tells us whether the house is rising up, heaving, or settling, shrinking.
It helps. It's one of the tools. It's an important tool.
And that's the starting point.
Correct.
Okay, if you've got any concerns that you'd like to have someone come out and assess at your home, whether it's the horizontal cracking on the stem walls or suspicions of drywall cracking, masonry mortar line cracks, or cracks that go through the masonry units themselves, what's the phone number?
Well, you can go to foundationrepairwithrosie.com and fill out an online form there that lets Bob Brown know you're an exceptional customer because you listen to this program. And only exceptional people and exceptional homeowners are allowed to tune in. But if you do need a plain old telephone for the Phoenix metro area, 602-702-5390. Tucson and Southern Arizona, 520-762-4160.
And you operate statewide. I mean, the soil conditions, the variable soil condition just within our state.
Oh yeah.
Is innumerable.
Oh yeah, you get Chinle clays up in the plateau, you get very dry conditions down south. You got,
what's that talcum powder up by Greer and Geronimo limestone, or I can't remember what they call it, but it's junk.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's not coming to me right now, but I know what you're talking about.
It's like building on top of baby talcum powder.
Yeah, yeah.
No bearing capacity at all.
No, it's just like it's very fine dust. And I ran into that up in Desert Mountain. It was underneath a hard layer. Lots of problems with that product.
And you have been known for years for going into these foundation repairs, and you have multiple tools for drilling down. I'm simplifying it, but drilling down to support systems, putting a rod in, bolting it to the stem wall, and resupporting these in a bearing capacity.
Oh, that's exactly right. So you're referring to helical or push piers or micropiles, and sometimes you can just drive casing down in the soil and inject zero slump grout to densify the soils. So there's lots of tools that we can use to fix those problems.
And people think, well, I live right in town. That isn't going to happen to me. Well, we've got Bob starting on three different projects in the next couple months. One's in South Scottsdale, and one's in McCormick Ranch, and one's up by Kierland. And so these are homes that the one in McCormick Ranch in particular, the developer never really adequately handled surface water and piled the houses in so close to each other. Yep. There's no place for the water to go.
That's the biggest common problem in Arizona. There's just no, it's flat and there's just not good drainage. It's impossible to get good drainage.
All right. We're going to have to take a quick break here, but we get back, we'll wrap up with Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions.